You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So you go first. Tell me about your weekend.
Filled with a lot of kids stuff. We're just kind of letting the kids kind of have a last hoorah before school starts, I guess. I think Nick Nack has something planned this weekend, too. I'm not sure. But we let them have a bunch of friends over. Reed had a sleepover on Friday night. And then we took them to Slick City out there at Mills Mall, which I'm dying to have an adult day at Slick City.
What is Slick City?
So it's like a giant warehouse, and you go inside, and they've got nothing but these huge, massive slides everywhere.
Oh,
that,
okay.
Like, shoot you up and out and onto these airbags, and one that's like a toilet that sends you down, and you spin around it, and you lay on these mats, and you zip around and do all these slides. And they shut it down at night and turn on the neon lights and smoke machine and lasers and all that crap. And I am really wanting to put together some sort of event, I think. Maybe even with listeners. We'll just have an adult night at Slick City. We'll see if that pans out.
That's fun.
Then we took the kids for pretzels and ice cream and did some shopping and stuff with them for some back-to-school clothes. I discovered a couple new shows this weekend. I finally dove into Ted Lasso. So we got two episodes into that, so we can finally cancel our Apple Plus. You know, I'm trying to get rid of that. It's fine. It's fine. And, Dom, I found a show.
I don't think you'll finish the season.
We'll see. I found a show that you will never watch, but for some reason I am hooked on it right now. It's called Thousand Pound Sisters. And it is two sisters. One weighs 400 pounds and the other one weighs 600 pounds.
Okay.
And they're kind of like YouTube stars as well. But it's their journey to try to lose a bunch of weight. And
oh, okay.
It is such a guilty, disgusting pleasure. It's on Hulu if you want to check it out. I'm going to warn you, you might get hooked, though, but it is... It's insane. It's an insane TV show.
I've seen enough episodes in the past of my 600-pound life, and it is fascinating, the mental aspect of the physical part is interesting, but the mental part is really fascinating.
Very, very much so. So it's kind of a fun show to watch. And then I do have quickly a little hand sanitizer incident regarding hand sanitizer etiquette, I guess we could say. We finally met the neighbor that moved in a couple of doors down from us, and he was leaving the neighborhood in his car. So we're having like a little driveway get together with a couple of friends, and we ran down to his car and we're like, hey, wait. And he put down his window. He's like, we haven't had a chance to meet you yet. So we reached through the window, and I want to say like three or four of us shook his hand. Nice to meet you. Introduced ourselves. And as we're standing there talking, within seconds, he reached over, grabbed his hand sanitizer, pumped it into his hand, and right in front of us just went to town on his hands.
That's funny.
We all kind of kept talking, but I could tell we all noticed what happened. And he drove away, and I think the first words I said was, wasn't that delightfully awkward?
It's funny. That's a funny
situation.
We
just had a great laugh right there. It was just so weird.
There's nothing wrong with what he did.
At all.
In fact, it was probably the smart thing to do.
It is.
It is. It's a funny situation.
But when you shake hands with four people and within seconds you reach into your glove box and pull out the pump and you're like,
ooh. You know, when we do our listener happy hours, we got another one coming up in mid-September. I've got a little thing, a hand sanitizer, a small little thing in my pocket because we're shaking hundreds of hands.
Yes, we are.
On those days.
Yeah.
And I have yet to pull it out in front of people and do it, but I do have it there for when there's little breaks.
Okay.
And I do it, but I have thought about that before, like... In front of listeners, would you want to do that?
Because occasionally you will get a very moist, sweaty hand when you're shaking hands with these folks.
Yeah, you just don't know what's going on in people's lives.
Yeah, just kind of fight through it, though.
Oh, that's funny, funny, man.
I usually wait till I get back to my truck and then go to town on my hands after those events. But
oh, that's funny.
Yeah, it was just so awkward, but so wonderful.
You know what?
So wonderful.
Power to that neighbor for not even giving a rat's you-know-what.
GAF,
and
man.
And just be like, you know what? Hey, I'm just going to look. We all know we do this, so.
Yeah, so it's pretty funny.
It's funny.
What'd you do?
We went to see Mission Impossible.
Oh, okay.
So my wife is a huge, huge Tom Cruise fan. She loves him. And I admit that his movies are entertaining. So two thoughts for you. One, the review of the movie is that it's a good movie. It just is. I mean, it's entertaining for what it is. It's a good movie. It's good. It's never boring. It's never dull. There's a lot of stuff. Tom runs. Tom drives his motorcycle. Tom just is Tom.
Yep.
Throughout the movie, so I got to say I enjoyed it. It's entertaining and it gets you sucked in for the next one, which will be out next year, part two. So that's all good. I will say that two observations. One, at the theater, I saw some story this morning that maybe we'll talk about later on the show about some guy who was wondering about whether or not he was a jerk because somebody was sitting in his seats that he had reserved for the theater. And we had that. It was a guy who was really having a difficult time at the concession stand. Like, it took forever. And then when we finally got in, that same guy was sitting in one of our seats that we had reserved. Geez. So we went through all of that. It's one of those theaters also that they deliver food out to you.
Yeah.
And I just want popcorn. That's all I ever need. But Gretch said, I'm going to get a chicken sandwich. Here's the funny thing. She later mentioned at least three times how it was the greatest chicken sandwich of her life ever. She goes, and it was at a movie theater.
Well, yeah,
I go, what made
odds?
It so good? I don't know. I said, what made it so good? She goes, I can't even explain it. It's just the texture, the taste, the seasoning, everything. It's the greatest chicken sandwich of all time. She goes, I will go back to see a movie at this theater just for their chicken sandwich.
That's hilarious.
So that was funny to me. The popcorn was fine, too. But here's my observation about movies. And you see it not only in every movie you watch, but most TV shows. And I've mentioned this before in the show, but I want to drive it home again. The new thing, well, new, it's been the last several years. But the new thing in acting anymore is everybody whispers. And I'm not saying I'm old and I can't hear them. I can hear what they're saying. But what they're doing is this is the way all dialogue is done. All dialogue has to be given like this. And when you watch a trailer, watch, and half the time, the characters will be talking.
It's building suspense, you know?
I know, but that's all they do. And there was a really funny scene in Mission Impossible where there's just two people in a room. There's nobody else around. And this is how they were talking to each other. And I wanted to say, nobody else can hear you. You can go ahead and speak in your regular voice.
Just talk louder.
This is what passes for drama, is to do this. And Jeremy, now that I've told you this,
yeah,
this is all you're going to notice the next time you go to a movie, is that they all talk like this.
I didn't notice this at all during any episode of 1,000-Pound Sisters.
You got a good break then.
Not once.
I think I need to write a piece about it. It's kind of funny that they all do it now. And I'm wondering if when they're acting out a scene, I'm wondering if one character does it, the other person feels like they have to. Because you can't have one person talking like this. And then the other person saying, well, yeah, and then, we'll get to that bad guy. Yes, we will. Catch that bad guy. Okay, I'll see you later.
Did you try that chicken sandwich?